हरे हरे Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashto Tarasata Shishimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashto Tarasata Shishimad His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Nandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantarashimam Bhagavatam Ki Itai Gaura Premanandi. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to Shishi Guru and Shivaranga. Sorry for being a little late. There was a little confusion and expectation that possibly His Grace Chaitanya Charan will be given the class, but that didn't happen. So we have to cover. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Shivam Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Summon Bonon, Chapter 18, Lord Balaram's slave, the demon Pralamba, text 25 and 26. Text 25. Abhishayam manyamana krishnandana vapungava bahandruta taram pragat avarohanata param. Considering Lord Krishna invisible, considering Lord Krishna invincible, that foremost demon Pralamba quickly carried Balaram far beyond the spot where he was supposed to put his passenger down for port. Pralamba wanted to carry Balaram out of Lord Krishna's sight so that he could crudely attack him. Text 26. Tan udavandarani darendra gauravam. Tam udavandarani darendra gauravam. Mahashuro bigata rajyo nijam bapu. Mahasharu bigata raju nijam bapu. Sa astita purata parichato bapau. Sa astita purata parichato bapau. Tadityuman udapibat ivam tadityuman udapatibat ivam buddha. Tadityuman udupatibat ivam buddha. Tan ubahandarani darendra kauravam. Mahashuro bigata rajo nijam bapu. Sa astita purati parichato babhau. Tadityuman udupatibat ivam buddha. Please chant. Udabandarani darendra gauravam. Mahasuro bigati rajyo nijam bapu. Sahastita purata parichato babao. Tadityuman udattati vatidam budao. Tam. Him, Lord Baladev, Udvaham, carrying high, Dharanidhara Indra, like the king of the mountains, Sumeru, Gauravam, whose weight, Mahasuraha, the great demon, Vigatarajaha, losing his momentum, Niyam, his original, Bapuhu, body, Saha, he, Astitaha, becoming situated in, Purata, golden, Parichetaha, having ornaments, Babhau, he shone, Tadit, like lightning, Duman, flashing, Udupati, the moon, Vat, carrying, Eva, just as, Ambudaha, a cloud. Translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As the great demon carried Balaram, the Lord became as heavy as massive Mount Sumeru, and Pralamba has to slow down. He then resumed his actual form, an effulgent body that was covered with golden ornaments and that resemble a cloud flashing with lightning and carrying the moon. Report. Here, the demon Pralamba is compared to a cloud, his golden ornaments to lightning within that cloud, and Lord Balaram to the moon shining through it. Great demons can assume various forms by exerting their mystic power. But when the Lord's spiritual potency curtails their power, they cannot longer maintain an artificial form and must again manifest their actual demoniac body. Lord Balaram suddenly became as heavy as a great mountain, and although the demon tried to carry him high on his shoulder, he could not go on. Omagyana timirandasya gyanan janashalakaya chakshur umilitam yena tasma isri guru venamaha. Namo vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale shrimate bhagavan swami. Namo vishnu krishna prasthaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swami uti namine. Namaste saraswate deve gauravani prasarine nirvishishta shunyavadi patityare. Vancha kalpa taruvyasha kripa sindhu vyayavacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namah. So, here's the commentaries of the acharyas, specifically Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami on these verses. Text 25, the verse again. Considering Lord Krishna invisible, consider Lord Krishna invincible, that foremost demon Pralamba quickly carried Balaram far beyond the spot where he was supposed to put his passenger down. Where was the spot? Anyone remembers? They were playing in this forest. The forest was called, did they mention the forest? They mentioned the tree, the Bandiravat Banyan tree. And any of you have done the Braja Mandala Parikram? Have you done? Yeah. So one of the 12 forests is Bandiravan. It's on the east side of the Yamuna, and is where this pastime took place, Bandiravan. So there's beautiful descriptions, and then if you ever go to Vrindavan, some of you haven't, when you go to Vrindavan, if you haven't visited this place, it's very beautiful and very special. So there is several beautiful pastimes that happen there, Krishna. And the biggest feature of this place, Bandiraban, is this, the description of this banyan tree, the Bandirabad banyan tree. And it is explained that this banyan tree was so huge that appears like a huge green cloud and extended for miles. In fact, the branches were so long that Krishna, Balaram, and the cowherd boy used to cross the Yamuna River just by walking on the branches. So the branches will extend even all over the river, and it will create this amazing area for having a shade. And that's where Krishna generally will sit with his cowherd boyfriends and have lunch. And other beautiful pastimes happens in there, but you can still visit, you know, the tree. The banyan tree is still there. Of course, now it's not manifested this gigantic form, but you can still, you know, circumambulate the tree. And in that tree, by that tree, there is a little temple of Radha Bandiravan Bihari, a deity of Radha and Krishna, Bandiravan Bihari. And is depicting a very, because there's the deity of Radha and Bandiravan Bihari, Krishna, and there's Lord Brahma sitting there in the next to him. So there's the three murtis, you know, the deities. So Lord Brahma sitting, and then Krishna, Radha and Krishna. And so the significance of that temple is that it celebrates these past times in which Radha and Krishna got married. And it is said that the gopis, headed by Lalita, they arranged for marrying Krishna, and they summoned Lord Brahma to be the head priest. And Lord Brahma married. So the deities has Krishna having this kumkum in his hand, you know, and Radha, so to put the kumkum on Radha's forehead. So that happens there. That is the place. So this is the place that this past tense of the killing of Pralambasura happens, but also Batsasura gets killed in this forest. And so, if you recall the killing, actually, did it? I think it already happened. Killing of Batsasura, I think so. Yes. During the killing of Batsasura, so Batsasura became a demon that took the form of a calf, and Krishna killed him. And then the gopis are starting to criticize Krishna that you have done something terrible. You have killed a calf. And then Krishna said, it was not a calf, it was a demon. No, but it had the form of a calf, so still there's a significance here. So actually he committed something very sinful that he had to atone for. So the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, say, we won't see you until you purify yourself. And how you purify yourself, you have to take bath in the Ganga and you have to take bath in the holy rivers. So Krishna says, so okay. So he took his flute and then hit with the flute the ground, and then a big kun opened and he summoned all the holy rivers, and then he took bath and purified, and then happen. So you can still go to that kun. It's called, what is it? Venukupa. Venukupa. And also, close to that kun, there's another banyan tree that is famous, and there's a little temple there that has a very beautiful story. Anyway, it's wonderful when you go to Vrindavan, it's just ecstatic. especially when you go with some of the wonderful devotees. I think one of the most fun ways of going to Vrindavan is with our ISKCON Brijavasi, Dinabandhu Prabhu. It's amazing. So he tells the story that in this other banyan tree is called, called the Bansibat. Bansibat. So also it's called Sridambat. And in this banyan tree, the significance of this banyan tree is that with Krishna, what is the name of Krishna's uncle that took him to Mathura? When the uncle, Akrura, when Akrura took Krishna to Mathura, Sridham was brokenhearted. So Sridham, we just read about him yesterday, I think, or the day before, just yesterday. Sridham is a very intimate friend of Krishna. He's one of the same age friends of Krishna, and brother of Srimati Radharani. We heard yesterday about Sridham, and Harishan Prabhu was reading about him. So Sridham was brokenhearted, and then he told Krishna, I wait for you here when you return. So I sit here and will wait for you. And of course, Krishna never returned. At least, in the how would you say? I don't want to say physically, but he in the past time he didn't return to Vrindavan. So Sridham stayed there, and there's a little temple or Sridham in that spot where a deity of Sridham is there, and it is explained that 4,500 years passed, and when Lord Chaitanya came to visit Vrindavan, then he went to that spot and run towards that spot to embrace Sridham. And in their embrace, they met, and Lord Chaitanya said that I came back, like Krishna came back to Sridham. So the prayers to Sridham were directed to pray to Sridham to give us the blessings of have that mood that being so committed and determined to receive the Lord's association, it doesn't matter if the time passed, whatever time, whatever, however it takes for the Lord to show, his personal self to us and embrace us, we go on service and waiting like that. So Sridham was a great example. So this is the place, is Bandiraban. So the cowherd boys and Krishna and Balaram were playing in Bandiraban. And they would take the cows. They say that it was a very beautiful place for the cows to graze in this forest, and of course it was this amazing place also for them to relax, to play. The trees described not only have this it have flowers and all kinds of things. It was very, very, very beautiful and pleasant. The game, as we heard yesterday, was that the winners will carry the losers. The losers will carry the winners, you know, from the place of where they were playing all the way to the tree, to the banyan tree, and then come back. So this is, okay, so here's the comments of the Vaishnavacharyas. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So thinking that Krishna will be difficult to conquer, Pralamba went on Krishna's side in order to take Balaram away. Pralamba carried Balaram in a different direction from the place he was supposed to carry him. He went somewhere else to escape from the sight of Krishna. So here's the demon calculating. Krishna is invincible. So I better just rather kill Balaram, which, you know, is puzzling because, you know, Balaram also is invincible. And just recently, Balaram just like slayed, you know, Denukasura and his friend, you know, showing amazing potencies and power. But this demon saw it in Krishna, but they didn't see it in Balaram. Pretty remarkable, but we hear more about it. Srila Jiva Goswami. Why did Pralamba not try to kill Krishna, the main enemy of Kamsa? Pralamba considered him invincible. In order that Balaram could kill the demon, Krishna covered Balaram's power and made his own power more prominent. Thus, Pralamba went on Krishna's side and carried Balaram. He did this because he was the foremost among the demons, Danava Pungabaha. Superior in his strength, he carried him far away from the place in order to put Balaram down far from Bandira. So, Krishna covers Balaram's powers because he wanted Balaram to kill this demon. And remarkable too is that Balaram, it seems in the pastime that he forgot also, he didn't recognize the demon. So the demon didn't recognize Balaram, Balaram didn't recognize the demon. Because it's plain, as we hear the pastime, that Balaram was a little surprised. What's going on in here? This guy, where is he taking me? You know, and then he realized like that. We hear that. So he appears at least like that in the pastime. And sometimes we see that Krishna forgets himself as he performed this pass, and sometimes Balaram forgets, sometimes they understand everything, you know, like that. So it's part of Krishna's amazing, wonderful pastime. The Srila Jiva Goswami quotes this verse. Tivahayantastu ano nyayam bandiraram batam etyavai punar. I'm going to read the translation. This is from the Vishnu Purana. Quote, those who were defeated carried the victors on their shoulders to Bandira Banyan tree and then back again. Pralamba, however, quickly up Balaram on his shoulders and not staying there, quickly went off like a cloud with the moon. Srila Sanatana Goswami also Srila Jiva Goswami basically quotes Srila Sanatana Goswami. But Srila Sanatana Goswami adds this. Why did he carry him far away? He thought he could not do anything in the presence of Krishna. Thought he was the best of the demons. Thought he wanted to kill them both. He concluded he would kill only Balaram. So this demon calculated, oh, I can take care of Krishna, I will do it with Balaram. And here's with text number 26. The text again. As the great demon carried Balaram, the Lord became as heavy as massive Mount Sumeru. And Pralamba has to slow down. He then resumed his actual form and effulgent body that was covered with golden ornaments and that resembled a cloud flashing with lightning and carrying the moon. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, only with great difficulty was he able to carry Balaram, because Balaram became heavier than Mount Sumeru. He became heavy when he saw Pralamba taking him off to a different place. Being unable to carry Balaram, he slowed down. Instead of showing his strength in that false body as a cowherd, he showed a huge body dressed in gold, which was like the moon shining through a cloud lit with lightning. So Balaram became very heavy, like Mount Sumeru. Here's Srila Jiva Goswami. Balaram became heavier than Mount Sumeru. When Pralamba went beyond the designated place, Balaram laughed, became astonished, and then worried. Then he became heavy. Pralamba then carried him high on his shoulders. Though he was a big demon, he lost speed. Then he resumed his demon body. Srila Jiva Goswami quotes again from the Vishnu Purana, quote, unable to carry the weight of Balaram, Pralamba increased in size. His huge body was like the monsoon rain cloud. So it is said here, Srila Jiva Goswami, that in the beginning Balaram thought, oh, the fun of the game, he laughed. Then he became astonished and worried because he saw this cowherd boy is taking him away from the designated place. The game was already prepared, so he was, you know, taking it away. And then he started to become heavy. And the demon, although very powerful, Pralamba, he started to slow down and couldn't carry him further. And then he showed his form. Srila Sanatana Goswami had a similar, just like Srila Jiva Goswami quoted Srila Sanatana Goswami. So he just added this. In comparing the demon to a cloud, it is hinted that his complexion was blackish. So the demon was a blackish complexion. So back to Josh Prabhu's class on Monday, he brought up that Lord Balaram is the original guru, the Adi Guru. And then Monday and Tuesday, we hear very nice classes in terms of, you know, getting a picture of the significance of these pastimes and how they apply to us. Srila Prabhupada explains that guru is heavy. Actually, you know, it's actual. He explains as a translation of guru. Guru means heavy. And he explained what makes a guru heavy. Well, he's a representative of Lord Balaram. So, but Prabhupada explained what makes a guru heavy is this Sotiyam Brahmanishta. He quotes this famous verse that the spiritual master is heavy because he carries the transcendental knowledge, the understanding from the disciplic succession. So he's heavy with knowledge. And this heaviness, like compared to Mount Sumeru, cannot be shaken from anything. Sometimes you have this big storms or big hurricanes or typhoons or things like that, you know. And they create devastation, but when they hit a mountain, that's the end of them. It's like a big barrier. In fact, when you hear the Mahabharata narration, that they have the weapons, all the astras, so it is explained that they have different weapons, and some of the weapons are these Vayu weapons that create this hurricane. And then to counteract that weapon, then there is this mountain weapon. So, you know, so they throw an arrow and then a big mountain manifests, you know, to actually counteract the hurricane weapon, you know. So the heavy knowledge or the heaviness of the spiritual master, the guru, who is heavy with knowledge, cannot be shaken by difficulties or by dangers or things like that. So it's very much sthita pragya, perfectly situated, very, very heavily situated and placed. So that is what is described, the faith of that perfected devotee is unshakable and makes them heavy. And the spiritual master, as a representative of Balaram, with that weight, that heaviness, is the one who is able to kill these demons of that. It is anarthas that are represented by Pralamba. The anarthas of what is it? The desire for position and adoration, and lusty desires, the lust for all the things, for position, adoration, and this type of thing, which are very actually subtle. Anarthas. It's explained that those anarthas powerfully manifest for the sadhakas who are in the process of purification. When you actually, you know, you're able to eliminate some gross anarthas, but then when you go to the soto anarthas, those are the most difficult. Desire for position, for fame, and for adoration. What is the Sanskrit word for that? I have a blank. Lava, puja, and pratishta. Lava, puja, and pratishta. And those are things that as devotees, as we go further and further in the path of devotional service, we have to pay attention to it. Because devotional service brings all auspiciousness, and people can recognize that. And people, when they see a devotee advancing, then they appreciate it and they show that appreciation. And if we are not careful about the pitfalls of these anarthas, then we can start to, yes, actually, I'm a nice devotee, and yes, I know how to do that. I'm a good preacher. I can give shelter to people like that. I can, you know, guide them and mentor them, and et cetera, like that. And we start to take it in, like it's ours. So the spiritual master will help us in general, free ourselves from that. It's like, and if we are open and ready, with one blow, the spiritual master can just kill those things. Like Lord Balaram kills Pralam Basura with just one blow in the head. Srila Prabhupada says that with one kick, he can basically finish all your anarthas. The problem is that the spiritual master knows that when you're ready to get that powerful kick. In general, because for most of us it's a very gradual process, the spiritual master is like an expert, you know, although he can just do a big blow, he does it, you know, like someone who does copper, the one who works, you know, the copper. So you have like a small hammer, you hold, and from inside you tuk, you mold it like that. So in general, you know, that's how we receive this purification. But basically, we're being guided through eliminating all these different anarthas. So with the weight and with the heaviness of transcendental knowledge, then we become more and more capable of being able to eliminate these things. I'm going to stop here. I didn't have much time to prepare or to look. We were thinking the possibility, again, like I said, that Chaitanya Charanprabhu was going to come, but that couldn't happen, unfortunately for us. How was the program yesterday? Beautiful, no? Yes. You see Krishna it's a very special deity of Krishna, because he have the kumkum. Yeah, you have to look forward when you do go to Vrindavan and visit all these places of pastime, you know. And especially, you John is better, because to do the Braja Mandala Parikram is pretty austere. But my God, it's ecstatic. It's that you go basically the whole, almost like 3 weeks, sleeping in tents and going from place to place in Vrindavan, and just hearing the pastimes and just walking. It's really, really, really nice. So look forward for that. Brajamandala Parikram. Any comments or questions? Hari Shyam Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for this class and for taking us to Vrindavan. It's described that by the performance of devotional service, then all good qualities manifest. But this particular quality that Pralamba Sura represents, the desire for recognition, pratishta, this one has to work on himself with the guidance of the spiritual master, the mercy of the spiritual master. So what does it mean to put in our effort in regards to getting rid of this particular contamination from our heart?
Yeah, it's subtle, because it's difficult to see in one sense, you know, because we're, you know, devotees are sincere with the service, you know, and you really put your heart in the service. But because, you know, we still, you know, conditioned, then you find yourself very easily thinking as a doer. And as a doer, you start to also, the results of it, you know, comes from mind, you know. So then we have the sense. It happens to many of us, you know, when we put our heart in a service, you know, that service cannot carry out without me. You know? So how is that, you know, if people don't recognize that, this is gonna go down. You know. We see it. Sometimes, you know, we manage something and then circumstantially, for whatever reason, we have to leave. Then you're thinking, oh, forget about it. This is going to be finished. You know, who's going to do the deity worship? Who's going to do the thing? Who's going to do everything? It happens to, I had experience, one of those, you know, traditional, regular experience. When I was in the Towako Temple, New Jersey Temple, there was a period of time that we were developing this temple very, very nice. We have a fantastic group of devotees. Raja Kishore was there, Mahamuni. I mean, we had the VIHE was center in Towako. And, you know, Danodar Swami was the resident sannyasi. And so it was powerful. We were doing a lot of preaching and you know, developing the thing. Circumstantially, there was no clever management. So it got too much, you know. Some of the congregation members that were mostly Indians, they were very good at, you know, managing funds. We were very good at preaching, but somehow or other, we didn't have the maturity to mix the two and to, you know, network both. So what happened is eventually we run out of money. We started to, you know, spend too much money that was way over. And then that was the end of it. So then management came of congregation members. And then somehow or other, we just couldn't mix it. So the whole group, so something similar story, the whole group, we decided we're out. My wife and I, we received some Lakshmi through my wife, and we decided we're buying a house. We bought a house and started a preaching center in this college city in New Brunswick. So the whole ashram was left, and then we started this program there, which, you know, it was nice in one sense. You expanded the whole thing, and we established this Krishna house and established a full program. And thinking, how is the temple is going to carry on? We were doing the Sunday school, we were doing the deity worship, we were doing the Sunday feast. We had the whole thing covered, you know, like that. So now, without us there, this thing is going to go down. We're thinking like that. But that never happens. What Krishna does, is that he empowers devotees to do the same thing, and everything carries, you know, with no problem, like almost seamless. You know, deity worships can carry on. The Sunday school was carry on. Everything was carry on. They were preaching. They expanded, you know, the things like that. Obviously, there is, you know, there's all the things that this, everybody got their sets of challenges and things like that. But service don't stop. So we think like that. And naturally, in that mentality, eventually Krishna shows, you know, that, you know, he starts to show us that we're not that, you know, clever, you know, or we're not that pure, or that position is not there. So our project lasted for 5 years. It could not be sustained because it was good with the, what it was, you know, at the moment, but not calculating how to do it in the long term. You know, we were based on devotees who, you know, were entering the Grihastha ashram, and then eventually when things are starting to go more complicated, they needed more space, more time, and they stopped, you know. So at the end became one of those that it falls into one's head. I was forced to now take a job, and that's how in my next 15 years of misery in the workplace, you know, after being for whatever 18 years living in the temple, you know, like happy like anything, I have to go to the workforce, you know, and then find myself that even though, you know, I had a lot of experience, I couldn't get a job, you know, that was, I have to take something that I didn't really like, which was, you know, some of the regular struggles of devotees, you know, that come out of temples and then have to find yourself in the workforce. You know, you ended doing selling jobs, which, you know, it's like, I'm not a Vaishya. I love to teach. I really wanted to, you know, teach music in schools, which I was good. I was good with kids, and I'm good with music, you know, and I had a music career, but 15 years of my life had no, I didn't, it showed nothing for materialistic people. You know, I said, what experience? I was a board director, I was a vice president, I was a head cook, I was blah, 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 all this type of thing in an institution that, some religious institution. Somehow or other, it didn't really pan as my, how you call that? My credentials, yeah. So I have to get a low paid job and, you know, a struggle like that. So it was, you know, it was rough. But the whole tale of this story is that, you know, you think, we think, oh yes, you know, we know how to do this. These people don't appreciate it, don't understand it. Then we're going to do it. But the thing is that there are certain truths to that, but we have always to be very, 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 very attentive to these anarthas that are there, and also be very, very closely connected to the spiritual master, and not necessarily have the spiritual master say yes to us because he knows we cannot take a no, you know. So I say, yeah, well, do it, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, if the spiritual master, if we follow the spiritual master mood, then if we follow that closely, then, you know, then we may be better protected. So, you know, I thought on that. So our part is that we have to be tuned in. We have to understand the pitfalls of our condition. As long as we are in this process of anartha nivritti, we have to be very attentive to this anartha. And especially to this when we start to enjoy the results of devotional service. That's one of the that's one of the symptoms of Kanishtha Adhikari, no? What is the term that Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur uses? Taranga Rangini. Yes. It's like surfing. You know, we're riding on the waves of devotional service. You know? So that is a symptom, and we have to be aware of the thing. Any other thing? Yes. Keep it tight, Jai Baladev. That is A33.
When you mentioned thank you for your class, first of all, and I wish Mother Krishna Archana's mother well. I found that she wasn't doing so well.
Yeah, she's in Zurich right now, going to a temple, and then tonight she leaves for Johannesburg.
One thing you brought up. That are reminding me of something, Lord Balaram. Just by one blow, he could, potentially kill your, he could kill your artist. Not potentially, he can. And we hear that in our ISKCON movement, there's no one that's like Lord Balaram than Tama Krishna Maharaj. And this is actually appreciation of one of our guests who stand with us, Deepan Prabhu. Prabhupada says we should appreciate devotees, and he showed me a lot of mercy, so I really appreciate his association. And he told me a very inspirational story related to this point. He's only been in Krishna consciousness 3 years, and many devotees will ask him, Prabhu, who are you going to take shelter of? And he was like, naturally, he was like, I'm hearing lectures and stuff, but I haven't really found anyone who, pierced my heart, really. So one day he came across Tama Krishna Goswami's lectures. And that's all he would listen to. He became, wow, he's completely, Deepan Prabhu.
Deepan Prabhu?
Yes, absolutely. He's inspired me so much, I have to research where does he live and where is his preaching center. So then he discovered on the internet that most of Tama Krishna's region was Houston and Dallas. So he called the Houston or Dallas temple, and he found out from the devotees that Tama Krishna is no longer on this planet. He became so heartbroken. And one thing that is also this interesting point is that he says him and his sister, his whole family is close. He has one sister. And he described that wherever his sister would move, when she got married, that's where he'll move to, their whole family. So his sister, got married, and she moved to Houston, 5 minutes away from the temple, among Tama Krishna Goswami's disciples. And so that's what eventually he's going to move to Houston to take shelter of his, disciples. And I just find these stories very inspirational. And I don't really have a question, but if I had to ask a question regarding this, is that you said on Lord Balarama, Pralambasura says, I cannot take Krishna, but I can take Lord Balarama. So my question is that that's usually a situation in the material world. Indra, he was like, I cannot take Krishna, but I can take the Brajabasi. So we have this demoniac tendency that if somebody's more powerful than me, let me be humble. If somebody I think is less powerful than me, then I'll say anything and do anything. We see this repeating in the scripture. So what are some steps we do for Lord Balaram to kill this demoniac tendency of thinking we're all powerful, like you were just mentioning, of the Tawako or your whole situation in New Jersey's. If I can't do it, nobody else can do it.
Well, it's the same response. We just have to be, attentive. We have to have a self, an honest self-assessment of ourselves. And sometimes, we need help for that because we're not the most, objective person to assess ourselves. So sometimes that's where the association of devotees are there. So we have to be open. We have to look for that. We have to be open for people, for devotees' input. And without and And when we hear something that, you know, you may feel, oh, what is, why are you saying that about me? Like that. We take a step out and step back and then consider it. You know, always consider the thing. I know it's late, but when you mentioned Tamal Krishna Maharaj, now that we had so much association of him in Brooklyn, that and he gave us a lot of kindness, and he was very sweet towards the Harinam party that we had, because he loved, you know, that was, he had a very soft heart for going out and being there in the street every day. And so every time he come to New York, he would spend time in the Harinam. With, you know, we go out. But this particular time, I never seen, you know, it's one of those displays of Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj's anger and, you know, heaviness. It's devastating. I mean, it was something that, you know, everybody went pale white, like, it's like one of those, you know, like you really, it's like you've seen something, you know, like it's about to destroy the whole, you know, very, very heavy. This situation was, we were in my spiritual master's office. They were just about to have a pizza party cooked by the famous pizza parties of His Holiness Gunagrahi Maharaj. You know, I never heard about Gunagrahi Maharaj's famous pizzas. Gunagrahi Maharaj also left us recently. So, but Gunagrahi Maharaj made this pizza party, and there was this four sannyasis that we're going to take together in my spiritual master office, my Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada Swami, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Danodar Swami, and Gunagrahi Swami. And so they were sitting there, and then they were, we have three servants to do, you know, it was myself, it was a disciple of Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and it was a disciple of Danodar Swami. The disciple of Danodar Swami is Raghunath Prabhu. Some of you know it's Raghunath. And so then Raghunath was in the kitchen, you know, and he comes with a, you know, tray of pizzas, like super enthusiastic and, you know, bouncy and happy, you know, he comes like that. And then as he's bringing the pizza, he was going to pass it to my Guru Maharaj, and he tripped. And the pizza goes flying. And then we all like froze and we go like. So the pizza goes whoop, pow, falls into the lap of my Guru Maharaj. You know. So my Guru Maharaj goes like this. And then he just shrugs, you know, his shoulders. You take the pizza, put it in the plate and say, you know, it's okay, you know. And then, you know, we pass something to clean. So. Raghunath, we all were shocked seeing, you know, Rampa Swami just like, no problem. But then we just looked, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was looking at the thing, and then all of a sudden his eyes, literally, I never seen something like that, he became copper red. Like, literally. I mean, it was not, he became copper red. And then we know, everybody knew, you know, you know. So then he turns towards Raghunath, and Raghunath just froze, and, you know, it went white. And then with this booming voice, he goes and says, "You are not a devotee!" So, you know, we were like, and then Raghunath just disappeared from the office, and then you search. And then all of a sudden, things go to normal. And then they start to chat, you know, and take their pizza, you know, and things like that. So, but that, you know, display of like heaviness and chastisement, it was really devastating. Raghunath was in tears, and then eventually, you know, he just forgave him. He said, okay, you're good. So, but that shows, you know, what was the lesson from that? You know, we have to be so careful with serving the spiritual master. You can be casual, you know, like you're serving your friends, you know, and you just like bounce around. I mean, it's heavy. That's what the word is, heavy. It's heavy, like you have to be like every, you know, you have to be in your A game. Every single thing you have to be aware, because you don't want to create an offense like that. And if you create an offense, you know, it can, you can get heavily chastised. It's devastating, you know, at best. Rantarashiman Bhagavatam Ki Jai.